Charmaine drops the ball and Ryan is not happy, but we still love her. Jen is in town and we are really happy because Evanita needs to die. And they are getting married, maybe, maybe not. We don't know. The review is up next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I said what I said.
On my time. Evanita gotta go.
Evanita. You know, gotta bring us back down to earth because, hunting, I had to go pour me a cool drink and calm down after I saw that clip for next week.
I can't wait for next week. But
we got a whole bunch to talk about before we get to next week, you guys. What's up, everybody? We are your Black Ink Crew Chicago Review Crew. I am your host, Carmen, and I'm here with my wonderful co-hosts.
Hey, y'all. What's up? I'm Nakia Monet.
And I'm your girl, Drew Jones.
And today we're missing Elle Marie because she is fabulously over in Rome, Italy.
Living her most fabulous life.
We love you, Elle Marie. We miss you. And happy birthday, girl.
Happy early birthday.
Yes. So if you could drop a happy birthday comment under this video, we'd be happy. I'm sure Lanisha Elle Marie would appreciate it. Oh, my God, y'all.
Wow, this
what happens in Vegas,
does not stay
at all. Where should we start, honey? Where should we start? First of all, what did y'all think about today's episode?
It was good because it's like, you know, it left us off from last week with the chicken fight and all that, and we already knew Jen was coming. So I think this whole time I wasn't just anticipating like her Jen fighting Larrabita.
Let her be her ass. That's what her name
so
is.
So I was really excited. But this was a really good episode.
Yeah.
And Vance is becoming more funnier this season.
Yeah.
He is hilarious. We officially have the whole team back together, which I am so excited about.
Yes.
I'm really happy to have
everybody
together.
Yes.
Love Nine
Mag. Listen, the whole time this episode was on, I was rubbing my hands like, is Jen here yet? Because I'm so over Evanita just from last week and the way she handled herself because she embarrassed our boy, Ryan.
Oh, my God.
Ryan is building his new brand. And here comes Evanita being a whole clucking chicken head. You know, just ruining everything for everybody. But, you know, enough about her. Let's get into this episode. First things first, Charmaine. Girl, now look, we rooting for you. Like, we got our pom-poms out, but girl, what's going on?
You had one job, sis.
I love Charmaine.
Yeah, no, we all love Charmaine. Mm-hmm. Charmaine, you had one job, boo. It's not that hard in Vegas.
You know what those paintings reminded me of? You know the paintings of, like, the dogs playing poker?
Yes.
I was like,
why did each one doing that?
It was like the Black Soul Train. No, why like the beginning of what's the one with everybody dancing? That really famous art picture.
Oh yes.
I'm like, come on, crew.
But why? Like you. Why is there a picture of Kat and Ryan?
Come on. That was the shade, honey. I gagged. I almost spit my drink
out.
I was like,
I thought you were trying to get on a
good Ryan team. Don't play them kind of games. He don't joke like that.
Why did each one do that? But my favorite part is like after she's showing the paintings. Ryan's like, so did you get the papers? And she's like,
right.
No.
So basically, Charmaine got sent out on a task to get the papers that were missing from last week so that Lily and Shine could tattoo. And she does everything but get the papers. She goes to Kinko's. She buys frames. She gets pictures hung. She does everything.
And Four was with her to kind of like be the insurance. And why wasn't Four saying anything?
Okay, but here's the thing. When they said that they sent Four as insurance, I was like, I just don't feel like that's the right person.
It's not. He should have sent Gina because Gina would have got it done. Because Gina she's Ryan's assistant it and it would have got done the right way. Yeah. Not Four, because Four is going to let Charmaine do whatever she want to do.
Now, we had a little like, we had a little stank kind of taste in our mouth about Gina at first, but is she growing on you guys?
I like Gina.
I've always liked Gina.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is what I like. I always liked Gina. We always knew Gina from the guy, from Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
My only thing was, I did, what she said to Lily and the girls were right, but it wasn't her place.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All the thoughts, because it's like, I thought the same thing too, Gina, but that's not your place. That's Ryan's job, not your job. So she overstepped that.
I think her energy is a good match with Ryan, because she seems like a sharpshooter.
She does her job, and she does it well, and you know, I like Gina. Like, she doesn't seem like she causes any trouble. She's like, hey, just tell me what you need me to do. She apologized to the girls.
I agree. I think VH1 is shady.
VH1 is all shady.
Because last week with the preview for this week, they had us being like, oh, what's going on? And then this week, They had her all like bounce, wow, wow, and that's not even remotely what happened.
Like at all. Morning. Like yeah. She came from her room, but they made it seem like she came from Ryan's bed.
Though I did enjoy the taste of eye candy that we got with Ryan shirtless.
Baby.
No.
Did you get a little hot under your collar?
Listen, Ryan's like our brother. We love him so much, but I do
enjoy... As Anisha
would
say, ancestral.
That man is not my brother.
Not my brother or my uncle or any of that.
I do not know that man.
I do appreciate VH1 for having Ryan, you know, have his shirt off most of the time. And four, I like that they are, you know... Listen,
they're not lifting all of those weights for nothing, honey.
Yeah. But I think Chicago got some really good-looking men, okay?
It's a good-looking cast, isn't it?
Chew to the chew.
These girls. It's never me. It's always them.
Who said choo choo?
That's absolutely not. Who said that?
We're speaking for the audience. We're speaking for you guys, not for us. We are the super fans speaking for the super, super fans.
Yeah.
So I'm saying what our fans would say is.
We're a voice of the people.
Yes.
And the people say.
Choo choo.
Thomas the Train is the people.
And keep your shirt off. We don't say that though.
We don't
they're
say
family
that.
And we would never say that.
We would never.
We would never objectify those men like that.
Well, the working out is paying off. Ryan's looking good shirtless and with the Salt Bae, it all works.
Yes.
Charmaine's boobs were like Charmaine. Whoa, bust it.
If I was built like Charmaine, y'all would never hear from me
ever.
Again.
Yes.
Ever.
And I saw Charmaine post something about people body shaming her, and I'm like, what kind of lame person would not like all of that curvy,
she has the most
soft,
beautiful body?
I will body praise her every day of my life.
Every day.
Honestly.
Charmaine, we
you're
love
on my
you.
Vision board. So.
Yes.
She Charmaine. Those, like, she's just tall and she's curvy and her body to me is just
and she's
perfect.
Bubbly and she's a girl's girl. You know, the way she had Jen's back was amazing and we'll get to that a little bit later. And one of our favorite guys shows up. But right now, before we get into all of that, we want to give you a little message from our network. Take it away, Drew.
Hey, guys. Before we move on, we just want to say thank you guys so much for being literally the greatest fans ever, for rocking with us every single week, and for letting us be the ESPN of talk. But in order for us to keep it going, we need your all's help. We need you guys to subscribe to one or more of our channels. We have literally everything. Reality TV, obviously. We have superheroes. We have drama, romance. We have all of it, okay? We're just all over the board. You name the show, we probably got an after show for it. So if you guys want to go ahead and subscribe, leave us a comment, leave us 5 stars on iTunes, check us out on Spotify. We're taking over. We're like DJ Khaled.
Hey, everywhere.
We're taking over. But yeah.
Another one.
But for real, you guys, thank you so much for rocking with us. We really do love seeing your comments and going back and forth with you all. So keep rocking with us.
Yay, that was lovely. Thank you, Drew.
You're most welcome.
Thanks, AfterBuzz, for everything you do. We really appreciate you guys for allowing us to bring these wonderful reviews to all of our audience. Mm-hmm. So, thanks.
And yelling in their ear. We love you guys.
Okay, back to Vegas, honey.
Ciao.
Okay, before we leave the house, I have to address, like, a couple of things. I'm totally Lily. When Lily calls, okay, Lily, you know what? Girl, you got some cool points for me this week because I am Lily. Like, don't be bringing your side girl around me knowing I know your main girl.
Exactly.
Don't do that.
Van was very
bold
for that.
Like, you know who you look like? Van's girlfriend, Jen.
You look exactly like Jen. Just, I'm petty like that,
that
too.
Was great.
That was
I
awesome.
I lived for it. I was like, yes, Lily, bitch, yes.
I'm going to be bold enough to say I really like Lily this season.
Yes.
I think she's grown a lot.
Okay.
Lily, come on the show.
We love you.
I really do. Like, obviously, like, we see an edited version of her, so, you know, whatever. But I really do like Lily, and I think this season we've seen exactly how much she's grown. I think last season she went through a lot, and I think whatever time they had off, she's grown a lot from, and I really like who she is right now.
Yeah, we got to give credit like where credit is due.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Growth.
She's growing. She just turned 25, and I like that. And she's like the comic relief sometimes, and I like that about Lily. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to see this Lily this season. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we got a long way to go, and they're actually still filming right now.
Exactly.
And I hope that it stays this way. But we love Lily. We love them all.
Well, Lily doesn't get to go to the tattoo convention because, of course, Charmaine she does everything but get the paperwork.
Charmaine.
And Ryan's pissed. Now, I did not think that Ryan was tough enough on Evanita.
No.
For Ryan taking on this boss role, I felt like he should have definitely gave Evanita an entire timeout. Like, she should have got sent home.
I don't think that was Ryan I think that was VH1.
Yeah.
You think so? Because if Ryan were here, I feel like this is exactly what he would do. He'd be like, you mean tell me y'all know how reality TV don't work?
We know. Of course we know. But come on, Ryan.
We know, Ryan.
Be a good sport, Ryan. Come on.
But that's, no, I feel like that legitimately was VH1 being like, no, we need her for a little bit longer.
Of course. Because Jen's coming today, so, you know.
And I even think it was VH1 that bought her, or either they bought her or Jen. Mm-hmm. And they probably told Van, like, hey, Jen's on the way. And that's mm-hmm. when he came and was like, Jen's coming, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
VH1 shaded y'all. Y'all not slick. Gonna get a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
We see y'all. We love it, but we see it.
Now, also consider the fact that maybe he didn't want to disrespect Van because they're just getting off on a good foot.
True.
So, that's you know, he just didn't want to send Van's piece home and make it look like he was cock-blocking or hating.
He did have a talk with her and Bella because they showed us, like, the whole black and white, and he was like, y'all just acting a fool, and I'm hoping when they get back to, next week, Evanita Larabita might not make it back to Chicago.
Ryan has a soft spot in his heart for women. I think that's what it is. I think he's just a natural caregiver type of guy who cares for women, because he never not looks out for his girls.
That's why we love him. He's good people like that.
So, honey, we pull up at the tattoo shop, the convention, and who's there? Our favorite guy!
Love him.
Welcome back, Junior.
Yes.
After all of the drama of last season and getting accused of that situation that you were not guilty of, it is so good to see you back and happy and thriving. How do you guys feel about Junior being back?
I love Junior, and I think, like Ju was saying, like, he just brings this energy when he's there. He's always smiling, and you're right. He was charged with something that was real. You can't, that's big. And it messed up his reputation because everyone was talking about it online. I think even we were like, all right, we don't know what happened, but if this happened, and Reese was going with it, and she lied about him. So I was just happy to see Junior in a good space. He got thick, too. He looked good.
He does.
Yes, everybody's eating good.
You know. No, I'm really happy that he's back. I think he brings a certain camaraderie to the group.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's like their... He's like the Khloe Kardashian to there.
Yes.
He's definitely Khloe.
He is, because it's like a good time when he walks in the room. It's funny. And then, like, I love how they all embrace him. Was like, yo, you coming back to NIMAG or not? Come back.
I like that he checked. He was like, you know, I'm in a really good place. So if I'm coming back, like, this needs to continue. Because, I like that he's checking on his mental health and everything.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Shine is over it.
Goodbye.
Does Shine matter enough? Do we care?
No. Macklemore. No.
You want to know why?
Because your album flopped.
I think because the first,
This man is a tattoo genius, you guys.
Tattoo corner waiting. I mean, a timeout corner waiting for you.
No, it's not true. Let it out.
That's just how I feel.
No, but it's a fact, though. Like, I think impressions are everything, and his first impression really wasn't the greatest. Kind of how he tried to overstep and try to take Van's client when it really wasn't asked for. If you're going to play, like, the sub, play your part. We get that you are an amazing tattoo artist. No one's taking that away from you, but play your role, G. And Lily was like, look, I ain't going to the convention, so I'm going to just do what I do. Like, it doesn't mean it's taken away from your talent. You're going to tattoo when you get back home, so you don't need to be there. You got to go.
Yeah, I feel like 9MAG is a team effort, and I feel like he thinks he's the MVP, and I think that's why I don't like him, because he overvalues his work in comparison to everyone else's, and that's not, like, they already have a captain. Ryan's the captain. They don't need you sitting here, making remarks and whatnot. But I've never heard of you until...
Be a polite guest, but does he have a point?
Yes.
He's a very professional... who cares about a point?
He does,
this is reality TV!
You can't sit with us. He's absolutely right.
But who cares?
But no one can. No kidding.
Yes, Nakia. Tell her how it is.
Look.
Yes.
He is right.
Look at this.
Look at this.
We love you. Look at this, Sean. No, listen. Everyone has the right to state their opinion. Like, Gina, everyone has the right to state them. And I think he was right, but I also do feel like you're the guest and you weren't... Like, Drew said, we're here for a team. It's a team. You're not eating right now. None of y'all getting really paid for this convention. Maybe you guys are when you get the tattoos, but you're here as a guest. Play your part.
You're here until Junior gets back.
Pretty much. And, and I think he got mad when he seen Junior. And I think he was like, all right, now Junior's here. That's Ryan's man's. He's definitely gonna let him tattoo, and I'm just on the side.
Yeah.
You gotta prove yourself.
And we haven't... Did we? We saw him tattoo that one guy the entire time that he was there.
And
it was
a
nice tattoo, but in all honesty, not to be a hater, but it kind of looked like the tattoos that you were already showing on your phone. And it looked very different, too.
Right.
So, I don't know. I just feel like it is what it is.
It is what it is. But he was right. I mean, they are a nut They're nuts, but I feel like you've been watching this show and you already know what came with the 9-mag package. Mm-hmm, you wanted to get your 15 minutes and you wanted to get your brand and you did it. So you can't really be mad. Mm-hmm. Thank you for stopping by. Mm-hmm. Time
Thanks.
To go.
Come again. Come again when you have people booked. That way you won't be hanging around doing nothing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You already know what it is. You watch the show. Mm-hmm. You know what this is. You already know they're a hot mess and you know that all they do is fight. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, you started...
But I'm looking for you to do a tattoo for me, though, so...
No, he's... But yeah, aside from the show, he's nice amazing.
He's really nice.
You're an amazing tattoo artist.
He really is.
But just, like, you should have sat there and ate your food.
Yeah. He has standards.
And I don't think it would have, like you said, would have been a good match because mm-hmm. I feel like he would have definitely tried to take that throne. And it's like, Ryan's already the captain, yeah. and that's mm-hmm. not your role.
Also, yeah. if you have standards, you probably shouldn't be coming on a reality TV Hello. Show on VH1.
Like, bye.
Like, if your standards are really that high.
It's very true. That is a great point. You're talking about standards on Big Fish Entertainment. Shout out to Big Fish for giving us this amazing...
It's Facts. Big, I think yeah. it is Big Fish.
But
Black
you know what
crew.
You're signing up for. Get like, out stop. Of here. Yeah. Stop it's trying to be the voice of reason.
It's different if you came while the cameras weren't on, because they actually do have a tattoo shop and yeah. they are tattooing, and they've been doing things all year round, but you came while they were filming. Stop.
Stop.
It's like walking on Bad Girls Club and being like, I can't believe y'all are fighting.
Like, right. It's Thank like, you, Drew.
The audacity.
The nerve.
You know what this is about. Other things are going on at the convention. Four. Get some... Four's fine ass.
First of all, four.
Hi.
Hey, Freaky Four.
Freaky Four.
Freaky Four.
What's Four's sign?
Beauty.
Compatible with mine.
Is he an Aries? I feel like he's like an Aries Taurus.
I'm a Google. I feel like he's like a Libra. Something.
Give me 2 seconds.
Drew's gonna look that up. But what do you think he is? I think he's a Taurus.
I think he's
or
a
Aries.
Libra.
Ooh, a Libra's good.
Or maybe a Scorpio Sagittarius. Mm. Freaky side.
Ooh, but see, he's like low-key freaky. So like, because you know Sagittarius and Scorpio, like puts it in your face. But it, Drew's
you, are you Googling?
Up.
Yes, wait, wait.
People, if but, you guys are listening, what do you guys think
What did for? You guess he was?
I think he's a Taurus Aries.
I think he's either a Libra Ooh, or... He's either Libra or like in that.
He's
in
not
that,
a Libra.
He's not?
No.
Is he a Scorpio?
I mean, before I looked at it, no, he's
Is
definitely
he a Scorpio?
Not a Libra.
Is he a Gemini?
He's an Aries.
Really? Ding, ding, ding.
He's
I got
Aries.
It right.
He's a passive Aries.
No, because you want to know why Aries, like, Aries are very flirtatious, but they do, like, though they're, like, fire signs like Sagittarius, Geminis, and Leos, mm-hmm. we're a little bit more forward, where Aries are just like us, but they're a little bit, like, they pretend to be ditzy. So they're like, oh, I had no idea that my penis was in your face. And you're like, what? They're, like, very flirty, but they pretend to be dumb.
Yeah. Well, I think he knew his penis was in that girl's face. I think he knew it was on her mind. Might not have been in her face yet.
She didn't even look at the tattoo.
But it was certainly on her mind, honey, because those eyes sweeping up Ooh. From her arms, sweeping into his face, I was like, she came for
he
the
He could have tattooed a whole
yes.
penis on her
you.
Arm. And
yes.
she was like,
she's
like
so I beautiful. Love it. Thank
He's like,
you.
You didn't even look at it.
She's like, I don't care.
I don't need to. You're touching me.
He could have wrote slut. And she's like, this is so beautiful.
And he probably got some much needed sexual release, yes. Sexual healing. Because he's just been going Aries. Through a tense time. You know, our friend is going through. And he's showing us the ups and downs of this yeah. entertainment grind. Because it's a real thing. Like, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Mm, yeah. Sometimes the people support you, sometimes they don't. And it's really hard when you're just... building your life off of your dreams mm-hmm. and you know all of a sudden the same people that loved you now all of a sudden they're like
they're gone. I did love seeing him tattoo because sometimes mm-hmm. because he was doing the rapping yeah. thing you forget that he's a tattoo artist and he did such an amazing job and I just like that chemistry that he had with that girl.
But that's why like,
I know
yep.
I was
she
like,
was cute
hot.
She was
she
a cutie
was really
they
cute.
Were
she
very
was
really cute.
Cute.
I was like to be a fly on
okay
y'all
look at this
look at this
I'm enjoying this
look at this look at this
Yo.
Well,
I love this show.
You know, I thought that was really strong of him to like talk about what he's going through.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm.
you know him and his brother, they're awesome and they've been working with things like this because of the loss of like their sister. Mm-hmm. And I love that about him and Dawn because they're really open and then like Dawn having his dad on, mm-hmm. speaking of it. So I like how open Four is mm-hmm. because he went through a very hard time with that video being leaked and all these rumors and
you know,
breaking up with Nikki and you know.
I think Dawn's calling is to be a counselor.
Facts.
I really because like his dad is going through something. He had to nurse his girl back to being in a healthy, happy place mm-hmm. mentally, emotionally. His sister, what he went through with his sister, and now what he's facing with his brother. I really think Don's purpose is to be like a counselor of sorts or help people of some. So I just really feel that in my spirit. So if you're listening, Don, that may be your calling. Yes. Because
that'd be a good one for
him. No, for real. I think that's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
I think he's supposed to be that. I love
those brothers. Like that family is just a beautiful family.
So moving right along, because we spent enough time at this convention. Our girl. The goddess Jen pulls up in full goddess mode, looking fabulous.
Looking like a snack.
Looking like a whole snack, honey. A tall, cool glass of water, honey. Just there to quench thirst, okay? Because it was a lot of thirst.
Larabita was hella confused.
Larabita needed to Larabita it, okay? She is annoying. She was thirsty as hell, and she felt stupid because she gave up the draws. We find out that she let Van smash. And she just seems to be a very jealous, territorial person. Do you guys agree?
If you're going to play the side chick role, play it right. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Right. So his girl shows up and she says that that's my bro.
Girl, if you don't get out of here, Jen I will throw you in the face.
Jen has been with him for 10 years. She knows all the sisters. And she knows them all.
Ebony, if you watched the show, so you just like Shine came to get your 15 minutes.
Yes.
But if you're going to play the side chick, you just got some deep, cool. Now take your ass outside while him and Jen figure things out.
Get out of that face. Scram. Beat it. Scram, ho.
Beat it. Scram.
Scram.
There are rules to being a side chick.
There's like, rules. I don't know.
Like,
there's
rules.
I'm not going to judge you. But I'm just saying, there are rules, and you gotta follow them. DM me, girl. I'll give them to you.
Facts.
Stay out her... First of all, stay out of Jen's face. Stop testing her. That's her man. That's her territory.
That was very disrespectful.
Knocking on the door, and oh, you just look so thirsty. And of course, Jen is trying to hold her composure, but I was like... I was really curious, because I'm like, she's trying Bella, because Bella weighs about 115 right. wet. Mm. But I want to see what she got for Jen. And sure enough, she was trying Jen.
She tried it.
She was trying it.
Jen was like, okay, I just landed, and I'm probably jet lagged, but she's like, who is this girl? I've never seen you before. Who are you?
Also, if you say someone's like my brother, I'm sorry, I'm gonna assume that, you're smashing.
Exactly. Because I've never
wanted,
seen you.
She just wanted, she was just so thirsty, and I just despise her at this point.
When she said that, it reminded me of that scene when Keisha called Vita, when she was like, how do you know Tommy? And she's like, that's like my brother. He taught me everything. Like, that literally reminded me of that. So I don't know if Jen, if that clicks for Jen, because for me, I see red lights. Like, what are you talking
imagine
about?
Imagine how stupid you feel when you smash a guy and then his girl shows up and then you find out they're getting married.
Oh. That was hilarious.
Girl, that's everything she deserved to have happen.
Bye.
Good for you. Bye. I'm not staying with you. Bye.
No one asked you.
We don't want you here.
First of all, why you got pigtails when you 43 years old?
Because you definitely 43 in your face.
So, goodbye.
So, wait. So... But why was she acting like her leaving was going to be like, they were going to be like, no, Evanita, don't.
After she started with all those girls, and it's like, you're not even supposed to be here. And it sucks because when we first met her, I'm like, damn, these girls are bullying her. We liked her because she was decent. Then we see who she really is. And I don't know if she's doing this for her 15 minutes, but boo-boo, it turned into 10.
I think Lily was trying to get her to test her so she could hit her. I think that's what Lily was doing, but she wasn't trying Lily.
She would never try Lily.
She wasn't trying Lily.
I would.
No.
She wouldn't try Lily. So... Evanita leaves. Great. But Jen is not happy because Jen is smelling something fishy. She's smelling the lingering fishiness of Evanita hanging around. She smells it. Something don't smell the same on Van. It's the fishiness left behind by Evanita because something ain't right. She could tell something ain't right, but she just doesn't know what it is. Van finds the nerve to tell her, I smashed Evanita a couple days ago.
Yo, but remember,
I thought she was going to lose it.
No, I knew it. Because remember when the few weeks when we first introduced Evanita and we were asking, like, is him and Jen together? And I was like, I don't think they are. Like, I think they're the couple that they break up, but they're still kicking it and having sex. But they're not in a relationship like they normally are.
Did they break up? Guys, let us know. If you're watching and you know what happened between Jen and Van, because I'm really confused. I thought they were a tight item. So.
It's like they broke up, but they're, like, trying to fix things, I believe. Yeah. So I think it was because... For him to say that, for her to be, like, as calm as she was, I think is one of those things, like, we're not together, but we're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to stick through it. Because for him to invite Evanita was bold. And then I think VH1 was like, oh, by the way, we got a ticket for Jen. And I think he was like, oh, okay.
Well, Jen wants Van to prove his love for once and for all.
Yes.
And she invites him to a wedding that she has already paid for. And she's like, be there or...
I hear that, Jen.
Or else. And so Van has to go, you know, he tells Charmaine. Don't tell anybody. Charmaine, like, oh my God, the worst. Ryan. We knew that was going to happen. So good, it happened. And, you know, we got to see the guys together again, which was really a fun scene.
That was my favorite part of the whole episode. Yes.
It was like a spur of the moment bachelor party.
Reunited and it feels so good.
I was so mad Dawn wasn't there. I know. Damn, I wish Dawn was there.
But it was a beautiful moment to see them all together. And I like that. And just to see, like, Junior, Van, Four, we're all back. We know Dawn is holding it down back home. It's a dope moment to see the old Nine Mag come back together. Because I think that's something we've always wanted.
And they're just such the guys, like the bros, you know? Yeah. And they're like, okay, Van, this is insane. You're getting married tonight. They all think it's hilarious because they know, they know Van done did something with this girl, Evanita, and got her losing her mind. You know, they know, and they know that this ain't right, but if he's down, they're down. And I love it. And Ryan rides for him. Aww. Everybody rides for him, y'all. It was just so beautiful. And they're just all just good-looking guys. It was just good to look at.
Yeah, they are.
You know
what
I mean?
When they panned across, I was like,
I was just like, look at them. This is dope.
The Polar Express. Here I come. Here's my Amtrak ticket, sir.
So, of course, they get Van trashed.
Okay.
Van's drinking Patron straight from the
Patron. I think y'all sick because the bottles were huge.
Humongous.
I take that as a challenge. When I see a bottle that big, I'm like,
so did Van.
Not just Patron, but Hennessy and Patron.
Now you mixing.
That's live for home base under that pole, though.
Van.
It was funny.
Would you guys ever get married in Vegas just because?
I don't want to get married in general. Well, I might in Vegas just for
in Vegas, I would.
For like...
Just for the fun of it?
Yeah.
Just like, remember when Britney Spears did it with her friend and they got it a note? Like, I would
I would do that.
Just because.
Can you do it and it not mean anything?
I think...
Yeah.
I would absolutely do it then.
Well, I had a friend who was like joking, like, let's go get married in Vegas, and he looked into it, and I think like you have to... It doesn't count. It's not an actual marriage. It's just like a ceremony.
Oh, perfect.
So...
Look at me.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I would do it for that. For that, I would just do it for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get married in Vegas. Y'all.
Yep. But I wouldn't do my real wedding in Vegas.
No.
And I think Van... felt that way, like, and I felt that way. I'm like, this has to be a test from Jen because I know that she knows that she deserves better because Jen doesn't play any games. And I know that Van knows that Jen deserves better. And Van loves his daughter too much to do this without his daughter. I don't know if you guys saw his Instagram, but he like took his daughter to get her nose pierced this week.
Cute.
And he's just been kicking it with her in the snowstorm because she's been out of school. So his love for her is so apparent that I knew a wedding could not happen this way.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to see what was going to happen. So she gets him to the altar and he's pissy drunk and he's hilarious. Ryan is there like, I got your back. What did y'all think about the ceremony?
There was a glance he did directly into the camera.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, it took Nakia and I all the way out.
We were literally on the floor because I was like, Van looking at? He did the L turnaround and he stared. He was so drunk, but he stared in the camera and was like,
I need that gift. I need it.
Let's make that.
I don't care. I need it.
Yeah. No, but I think it was cool because, you know, it's Vegas, so, you know, it's a good time. But because he was drunk, and I like that Ryan and Four are like, we here for you, bro.
Right.
And the girls,
like, where's my audience?
The girls are just like, so disappointed. Charmaine's like, what are you doing?
Yes.
I was waiting for Evanita to walk in there and get a beat down.
I was too. I'm glad she didn't show. Because it actually did make me very sad for Jen. Because you could tell she just felt very defeated.
Yeah. Because he showed up drunk and that's not what she was looking for.
Her speech was sad too.
Like, yeah.
She's like, look, I don't want to waste your time and I definitely don't want to waste my time either. Mm-hmm. I knew you was about bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, this is sad because I like them as a couple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like 9 years together and you don't see any...
growth?
Any growth in the relationship.
Listen,
too much.
A girl's got to do what she's got to do.
Okay.
Especially one that knows her worth.
Listen.
This is my question for y'all.
Jen is a whole goddess.
Would y'all put up with somebody 9 years in, y'all not claiming each other like that? Like, are you still trying to stick it out with
them? No, I probably would. 9 years, I'm going to be so dick whipped after 9 whole years of sleeping with the same person. I'm not going to be trying to get to know a new dick after that.
I think it depends. Like, if we both have the mutual understanding, like, we're just kicking it. But if we both went into this as a relationship and then 9 years later it didn't progress, then it's like, all right, bro, I'm wasting my time. But if we both kicking in it like, you just my 9 years.
Easier said than done. That's why they keep going back and forth like this.
I lose interest, like...
Same.
I'd be like, bye.
Because if you, know what you want. If you,
well, that's
if you're
a Leo.
I love people through the good and the bad. I give
you
second chances. But when I'm done,
Yeah, y'all crazy.
Most of the time I'm done. Sometimes I'm not.
Leo's are crazy. Leo be outside like, what's up with the knives? Like, so we breaking up or not?
It's about change. Like,
we either living together or we dying together. Breaking up.
Kind of sad. Like, we get bored quickly and we don't even like commitment. So that's true. That's not true. I love love. Uh-huh. But some Sagittarius don't really like commitment. So we're not really that's wasting time. We're independent. Mm-hmm. We don't really waste our time. Mm-hmm.
No, y'all Aquarius, don't. We don't want to commit.
I really don't.
But I don't, like, you know,
I have a fear of commitment, which is, you know, I don't have to be single, but I am. Listen. And because I can't, it's just too many to choose from. How do you know the right one? How
I
do
think
you know?
And Van are in the same boat.
I mean, it's ideally, it sounds amazing. Like, and yes, I do. I want a family. I want a husband. I want kids. I want all of that. But I'm not in a rush. And I'm more because I have been single for, like, you know, have chosen like this hustle and long distance. And I'm away from everybody that I know. And I've been hurt. So, like, when you've been hurt, it's kind of hard to let a new person in. You kind of just want to focus on yourself. Like, listen, I know how I feel when I'm not getting D'd down. I got all the energy in the world. I'm focused. Nothing distracts me. I'm not worried about what you're doing on your grant. I'm not worried about nothing. And then when you have, when you get the D, the emotions that it brings out of you, if it's the right one, it's a situation. And it's not complicated. It's complicated.
Yeah, but with Van and Jen, like, they've been together for like 9 years. Like, what are y'all doing at this point?
I know. And they, you know, it's crazy because they've been together for 9 years, but they've kind of been both doing their thing on and off because Van's definitely messed around with some girls.
Which, like,
if y'all have a mutual agreement, I am not opposed. Mm-hmm. I think we've talked about this before. I'm not opposed to open relationships.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If y'all on the same page, like, do it. But it just feels like they aren't ever on the same page.
Yeah. Aw, well, I love them together. Hopefully they can work it out.
Yeah,
we love you,
well, we love it left us on a suspense note. We don't know what's going to happen with them, and we don't know what's going to happen if Charmaine is going to be in the picture, because we don't know if Ryan is pleased enough with her comeback play. So we'll just have to wait and see until next time. But for now, I think it's a good time to go into our special segment called Doing the Most.
Yeah. Doing the most.
Ow! So.
We really got to figure out a song for that.
Naturally, I am going to nominate Lara Beat It. I think Lara Beat It did the most, and she needs to go.
My nomination is definitely for Lara Beat It, because you're very disrespectful, and you need to play. If you're going to be the side chick, play your role right. Don't be disrespectful.
Mine is for Van.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You know what you did.
A lot. Van did the most, because you know what? I think you're right. He might have Lara Beat It beat.
It is his fault.
It's his fault.
So he did the most.
I love you. You crack me up, but this was
it's your fault.
You did the most this week, man. We sorry, babe.
Bella got beat up because you invited Lara beat up.
You got Bella
beat
up.
About to get killed because you invited her.
Her thing with the chicken wings got ruined.
Yes, a whole thing of chicken wings got dropped because of you, Van. We still love you, bro. We know you're going to work it out, but you better work it out. You better make this right
with
Jen.
He was driving that thing with the parking
brake
on.
Blame everything on Van.
You burned the parking brake out, Van. You did the most this week, babe. Good call, Drew.
That's a good one.
Good call.
We love you, Van. But you a mess.
Yes. Okay, moving right along. Let's go into a little bit of news and gossip.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, kids, I don't have any news and gossip, but what I do have, I feel like you guys, first of all, our fans, we love you guys so much. You guys are super fans of Black Ink Chicago, and we appreciate you guys. Even when we don't agree with your comments, we love it. We love you guys for checking us. We love you guys for checking in. So I'm going to read a few comments because I feel like we haven't done that in a while. And there's also some people in the live chat as well. So shout out to Shay Larie P. She says, this is the best show ever. Y'all had me hollering. I love y'all. I listen to you guys on my way to work. I have to put this on repeat. Keep up the good work. Shout out to our girl Tanya Renee. She's always showing us love. She said yes, and Ryan woke up with that no shirt on and that husky voice. I said glory. Okay. Shout out to Francesca Molina. She says all tattoo artists know about the Booth Black Ink Crew. The only tattoo artists that they have no clue who they are. Okay, sorry. Shout out to you, Francesca. That was
hey,
a lot. Let me see.
Thanks, so we appreciate it.
Doulaman says, my favorite collabo from this review is Drew. If you don't sit your guest artist ass down, love it. Shout out to you.
Hey.
And Brumman Chukra, I'm so sorry, I'm killing this. But Boomin, you're also in the live chat right now, so shout out to you. Said, I just want Junior to come back and stir up the drama. And he said, Ebonita has to go. That white guy, Machine Gun Kelly, has to go too. Bring back Cobra at least. And shout out to Jermaine. Jim Low, okay. Jim, I'm just going to say Jim. Mm-hmm. Jim slid in my DMs on Instagram and wanted me to give a message to Ryan. So I'm going to give you the message, Ryan. He said, can you please tell your friend Ryan to give me a discount at the tattoo convention when he comes to Philadelphia?
No!
Jim, that's not my job. Ryan has a business. Like, that's not what happened. But he says, LOL, all love. I'm really excited to see Ryan when I get to Philly. So shout out to all you guys.
You never we know, it might work.
Appreciate you guys. But I can't tell Ryan what to do with his business. And again, shout
Jim
out to all
I
you guys.
Jim and I don't give discounts.
Gemini, come on. And shout out to everyone in the live chat right now. We appreciate you. Abstrust Dara says, Ryan is sexy. Mm-hmm. And The Incredibles, that's a cute name. Dawn used to be a security guard at the school, I found out. Are you stalking Dawn, girl?
We are too.
Same.
Psych. No disrespect.
No, we're kidding. We're not.
Because
we're
there
not.
Was also F. Mary.
Kill.
Oh, yes.
And people kept tagging Ashley in it.
Yeah, and Ashley was not pleased. So, Ashley, just please understand this is Ooh, entertainment. We respect kidding, you. Child. We respect your yeah. relationship. We are happy that you got your glow back and that you're with your family. Really quickly. If we could keep it really, really quickly. Yes. Let's all do predictions really quickly.
Yes. After Buzz TV prediction.
Real quick, my prediction. We got to see a great boys moment mm-hmm. with them bonding this week. We get to. I'm hoping that we get to see the girls come together and beat Evanita's ass.
Facts. Predictions for next week. Larabita is going to get beat up.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I see a jump. Somebody's getting jumped, and I hope it's Evanita.
They're all going to bond, and it's going to be beating up Ebonita.
But we're going to have to wait until next week to find out. But for now, we are so happy that you guys tuned in. This was really a fun review, and we hope to see you back next week. Tell all your friends about us. Tell them to tune in. You can find me on Instagram at King_Karma_. I'm your girl, Carmen. And you can follow me on Twitter, same place.
I am Nakia Monet. You can find me on all social media, like Jim did, at Kiki Boom Boom.
And I'm Drew Jones. You guys can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J. And my season 2 of my podcast, The Curve, is coming out next week. So check it out.
Go on, Grove. Come on, Grove. Yes. Until next time, we'll see you guys.
See ya.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.